going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, is Cooper Flagg a wealthy 18-year-old? Yes, indeed.
Is he even 18 yet?
He's 18.
Like he's 17. 18, yeah.
To look and see, wow. He was born in 2006.
Yeah. And the NBA, tremendous job by them for fixing it to where he'll end up in Dallas, because it will be interesting to see him, Kyrie, and Anthony Davis. I just don't know. I mean, maybe the NBA should have sent Luka to Indiana or OKC, because I don't know, Curtis, you said it. I don't know if the NBA is going to like the NBA ratings on this one. They swung and missed on where they wanted Luka to land.
Yeah, this was the Tim Walz of the basketball final here. Yeah. This is not what you're looking for.
And right? Now, that $28 million that Cooper Flagg made year one at Duke, NIL-wise, is that in lieu of Duke paying him, or Duke paid him as
I bet
well?
Duke paid him, yeah. I bet he got money from Duke.
What do you think Duke paid him?
Maybe $3-4 million, as talented as he is.
So?
Yeah.
Can you imagine you got $28 million in your bank account and you're waiting in line to get late-night chicken tenders in the calf?
Crazy.
Well, I heard that they offered the kid A.J. Bonesta, the kid from Brockton, some school offered him initially $9 million for the year.
And what? Of all things I miss, I think the one thing I missed the most from college is being able to eat late-night chicken tenders and not worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the mozzarella sticks were really good
at late-night. But you know what they should do in college football? Because this was interesting. I was going to send you this story. I don't know if you saw the story of the kid from Tennessee, Nico Ilamalia, I think his name
Ilamalia.
Is. Ilamalia. His brother committed to go to Arkansas. They gave him $500,000. He enrolled in January and transferred by the spring.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to go after him for $200,000 on a buyout for a breach of contract. Mm. So there's things that the NIL, and I said off the air, imagine if Duke said, hey, Cooper Flagg, we'll guarantee you $55 million over the next 3 years. But
you got to stay here.
You have to stay here.
Yeah.
And we'll fully guarantee you the contract. Yeah. You might get some kids that would do that.
This is Ron from Boston. Hey, Ron.
Yes, hi. Hey. I was so the reason why Cooper Flagg didn't go back was because he was going to lose out on the number one overall pick to the kid who's at BYU. They were in the same grade. Mm-hmm. Before they went to college, and Cooper reclassified. So,
yeah, that's a kid from Brockton.
So. I think Cooper Flagg, everybody says he's a generational guy. I don't think he was.
Well, this kid from Brockton, A.J. DeBanstia, they say he is going to be next year's number one overall pick. So two New England kids back-to-back years, but he's going to BYU.
Is he in the union?
I don't think he's in the union. But they were offering him.
Couldn't get him to come out for football, coach?
No. You need to get him to come out for basketball. Talented. But, yeah, they shipped him up out of Brockton real quick.
All right. News coming up, Courtney, in about 15 minutes. And we are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning, as we always do. We are here until Thursday and then on our way to my adopted home continent of Maine. And a full weekend up there. So Thursday night pregame at the Cowbell, which is at Rock Row in Westbrook. We were there last year. Place is awesome.
Is that the one with all the TVs in the upstairs?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes. So we will be there 7 to 9, 9:30, whatever, on Thursday night. And then the road show on Friday at the Brunswick. And we will, the weather, Curtis says the weather is great. So we'll be outside, I'm sure, on the back deck on the ocean on Friday morning, where we were last year. And then on Saturday, it is the annual Beach Cornhole Tournament. And you will get, I think for the first time ever at the Brunswick, a live Ken and Curtis show on Saturday.
That is correct. We will be right outside. We will be enjoying the festivities till 11 a.m.
All right. And we are, DMs and I, are throwing a little barbecue on Friday night for you and Ken and whoever else is around.
Oh, that's really cool.
I'm thinking of doing... I talked clam bake last week, but that's too complicated. I think I'm going to throw some steaks on the grill. Is that all right?
Steaks is always good.
I love it.
Steak tips, steaks, that's always
salad,
good.
A little sliced tomato, sliced avocado, and sliced mozzarella salad, if I could.
Greg's Easy Salad, I heard it's called.
Yeah, Greg's Easy Summer Salad.
Yeah.
Keeping it.
James only eats Wagyu.
Healthy. Can I say this about the road show?
Yes.
That...
You can say anything you want, Coach.
I appreciate this. Dawned on me Friday at the road show because I had no idea. The Blues Brothers, those are the two guys that travel up from Chicago.
The accountants.
Yes, they go to a road show or two every year from Chicago, Illinois.
When he said, and I forget his name, that they drove from Chicago to Boston to come see us. And I got to give all the listeners out there, the people, like, it really, you get to understand, like, how much, you know, they're a part of our lives because we talk every day. But I thought that they were from Chicago and lived in Boston. I had no idea that they drive from Chicago to see us.
Yeah.
And to, like, realize that impact of kind of just, like, you know, what we do every day.
Did you get emotional, Coach?
No, I wasn't emotional, but I was like, wow.
Sounds like you're emotional.
No.
Which is okay. I was emotional.
No,
they're the two nicest people of all time. And
right.
And they don't, I don't believe they don't have a tie to Massachusetts. They just found the show somehow.
Right.
And they listened to it in Chicago. Like,
right.
It is the coolest. Wiggy's right. It's unbelievable. And, and it never gets old.
And the cool thing about it is, because my wife and I, we were having this conversation when I was driving home and I was talking to her about it, is like, as an athlete, people love you, but they don't really get to know who you are as a person. Same with actors and musicians. But for, like, what we do, we basically talk to them. Like, Curtis is relatable. I hear people coming up to Curtis and saying, hey, your sobriety helped me do X, Y, and Z. So it's almost like they look at us and, like, yo, we family, we friends.
Yeah, we're family.
And I'm like, man, I it hits, but I'm like, damn, Chicago?
Yeah.
They say, y'all came all the way from Chicago to see, you know, and I was like, well, I was like, all right, you know, that's what's up.
508 texter said you would have known this if you just listened to the show, because the guy explained it when he was on the show.
No, I did. That's where, that's where it all dawned on me when I heard it on the show. Right. Yeah, that's where. But I had met them before.
Beachcomber.
And I didn't know that they did that.
They're good people, the Chicago
best.
Guys.
Yep.
They should have a role on the show in some capacity, because the Chicago accent just sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Santo has their exchange phone numbers. They, like, text all the time. They always send restaurant recommendations to Santo in Chicago.
Were they your Chick-fil-A source?
No.
Oh.
That was Shime's brother.
Oh, they're still waiting on that. I had a couple people at the roadshow say, hey, what's the deal? Have we found out the location yet of the where Shime went for Chick-fil-A?
Shime continues to suggest that his brother is lying.
Yeah.
Liar.
Are you scheduled for any future roadshows?
No, I think I'm going to be at the pregame for Bernie's. That's the next time you'll be able to see me.
All right. We're going to have Jackson stake out all fast food restaurants in a 3-mile radius.
Sounds good.
Was it last year where Jackson came to Bernie's?
No,
or two years ago.
Come slept outside.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. Whether it is somebody you know who drives, or somebody who constructs, or somebody who is a mason, or somebody who just cares for other people. And that allows this city of Boston to thrive. Please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com.
And I can't believe it's a coincidence, Greg, that with 6 weeks ago, a month ago, a young 20-something girl makes massive news on CBS Sunday Morning, and then randomly Bill Clinton goes on yesterday. Oh. I can't believe that just happened out of thin air.
I didn't see he was on there yesterday. Yeah.
And he talked about everything, nothing off limits.
There, full circle moment, there was a man at the Roadshow on Friday in Newport who works for Clinton.
Yes, works for Bill Clinton.
Very nice
Listens
man.
Listens to the show every single day.
That guy was I missed the person he said he worked for.
Wow,
he loves us.
Yeah. Listens to the show in New York all the time. All right, what is up first this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, as Wiggy pointed to in his lead, the Knicks lost in the East Finals to the Indiana Pacers, and Josh Hart feels like he let his team down. He had a bit of a sad after the game. Here was Josh Hart.
For me, I don't know. I felt like I just couldn't. Playing hard, trying to find it, whatever it is. I think I didn't play how I normally play. I let, there were some games I had 3-4 turnovers and let that cause me to kind of get out of my game and be a little more passive and not, because obviously you know how costly turnovers are. So, I don't know, man. I didn't. I failed the team. I didn't bring it how I should have, especially in this series. And if I played better, it could have been a different situation.
Well, couldn't happen to a nicer fan base, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they were out. They were cheering loudly when Jason Tatum got hurt.
Yeah. Right.
So they deserve everything they got over there. The Knicks fans.
Oh, I love it. Well, maybe they'll still be giving out the glizzies on Josh Hart Avenue. And in Brooklyn or
maybe they will.
Harlem, wherever
well,
it
how
is.
How does that work? Do they get the streets forever? Or take them back?
That takes a lot to get a street renamed. They're not just going to change it because they lost.
And I feel like New York is, though. Like, wait a second. We need our street name back.
I don't think so.
You got Bounce.
If the Sox win Friday night, they should rename it Jaren Duran Way.
They're on a long championship drought over there, Curtis. Longer than this city.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's literally the Giants' second championship over the Patriots is the last win.
Well, naturally, the Liberty won last
That's
year
true.
In the WNBA Finals.
So. Liberty also won in November.
Those responses were nuts.
I bet you if you asked New York fans about the Liberty, they'd be like, who? What's that?
Right. Yeah, somebody
posted. You have to get
Barry
there.
Somebody was posting how long it had been since the city of New York had won any title, and the Liberty were all upset about it because they apparently won one. Yeah.
If you have to remind people you won a title, it doesn't really matter.
Not really a title.
Next, Greg, we can go to the audio you mentioned earlier. Brian Windhorst suggested that there's two teams in the East to keep your eyes on when it comes to trading for Giannis, and one of them may be the Celtics.
The move for Giannis, if he has a control, is to go to the East. I think you have to look at the teams that could make a trade for Giannis that the Bucks would accept, and on the other side of the trade would have a contending team. So,
see, I don't
Boston
know
would be on
the
that
East
list.
Like that.
I agree.
Boston would be on the list. Yeah.
Boston may be the only one, but then
I think New York would be on that list. There's some difficulties when you talk about aprons and second apron teams trying to make trades, and that's a reality. But there are some teams on the Eastern Conference you could construct an ability to get this done.
Huh. I mean, is it possible that Jason Tatum would play better with Giannis than he does with Jaylen Brown as his Robin to his Batman?
Well, I would think that what would your team would be offensively a little bit better, because when you say who's that low post game or who's that guy that can get in the paint and get you points, I mean, Giannis is the best in the league when it comes to that. So he gives you that. I don't know whether or not they play better as teammates, you know. But
what about defensively?
Defensively, Giannis is, you know, still a really good defender. He's long.
But I'm saying better than Jaylen Brown.
I would give Jaylen the edge.
I fear that it would be a toss up. Like, it wouldn't be enough for you to risk splitting the Jays to bring in Giannis when we have no idea how they would work together. And while they could be better offensively, defensively, it would be basically the
same. It's more about the personalities, right? How would Giannis feel about knowing that it's Tatum's team? And is Giannis a guy who just is happy with that, like doesn't care? I think maybe that is more the issue. I know Jaylen has done it, but we all think that it has to rub Jaylen the wrong way.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And this guy's been here how many years? And every year his name, I feel like, is brought up in a trade. Mm. So there's no way he could be happy, even though he says he's happy here. But there's no way he could be full-on happy with the organization and how they kind of give him treatment.
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry.
No, what's next?
So I know Wiggy's kind of barred me from talking golf, so I'll let Jack Nicklaus do all the talking here. But Scottie Scheffler won the Memorial. He's the first person to do that in back-to-back years since Tiger Woods.
You know,
the only person.
You see how much he's won this month?
Yeah, was it 32 million?
No, 10 million.
10 yeah. million this month.
Yeah. Tournament-wise, this month. Oh. I mean, that's pretty good.
He has as many wins as the Colorado Rockies have in the last month.
Is that the guy who won because everybody else choked?
Well, Scheim says that anytime anybody wins a tournament, Scheffler or Rory, he says everybody else choked and
nope.
didn't win.
Scotty tends to have a 54-hole lead and then just put a stranglehold on it.
That's
the difference.
That's what happened to you with Granite Links. I won because you choked, right?
Just beat my ass. There's okay. a difference. All right. Anyways, Jack Nicklaus talked after Scotty's win on what makes Scotty so great.
Great players are ones who rise to the occasion and ones who know how to play coming down the stretch in important events. And, you know, Looking at the leaderboard today, he didn't have, I mean, Ben Griffin's a nice player. Sepp Straka is a nice player. Nick Taylor's a nice player. Those are all the guys that were there basically coming down the stretch. But he knows that those guys, you know, are not in his league. Now, if he'd have had, I don't know who else it might have been, but if somebody else at the top, or Xander or somebody like that would have been there, he might have said, well, that might be a little tougher. I might have to do something. He didn't have to.
Was that second half of that response just an absolute direct shot at Rory McIlroy for not being there?
Probably.
Sounds like Jack's like Scheim.
Yeah.
The guy only won because he was playing against three Scrabines.
Well, I will say, Scheim has his defenders. There are those who come up to me at road shows or pregames and say Scheim has a much better, like a natural swing, like a much better swing than I do.
Well, what's that mean? You could have a nicer jump shot stroke if the ball don't go in. What the hell's the
right?
You could drive a Ferrari into a garage.
Very good point,
Larry Bird's stroke didn't look good, but guess what? The ball went in.
No, I mean, I understand. I mean, he has a nice swing, and then the thing dribbles off the tee five yards up in front of the ladies' tees.
Yeah, tough day. Tough day at the office.
The worst, I think for you, the worst moment was that we were on three. And you dribbled that thing out, and then you got enraged, and you went there and hit it again. It went another, It went another 10 yards max. Back to back whiffs.
It is weird that you have zero.
No, I don't have to take any risks. It's only too old, brother.
You have zero backswing, but I think that
mom also didn't raise a bitch, so
because you're not rotating your hips at all, so you're getting it where you want it to go.
Well, I mean, my hips don't lie, but
the hips don't move, which is
tight. Okay, Shakira.
They're tight.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh man, I gotta tell you something.
Trainer Dan needs to work on that.
We finally got the move done Saturday.
Oh,
like literally 10:30 p.m.
Wow. How many arguments?
Countless arguments, but we've seemed to work everything out. And my back, I could not move for the rest of the weekend after that. It is the biggest. Is moving not the worst thing in the world when it comes to things you have to you just have to do?
It's the worst.
It sucks.
But hire the people that will move the boxes and everything into the apartment. All you got to do is take it out.
I'm frugal. Right. If I look at it and go, I can do it myself. I registered on my Apple Health Meter 23,000 steps on Saturday.
Damn.
I mean,
flex on them, Greg.
I mean, it's not a flex. It's just. It's the worst thing in the world. And then you finally get everything there, and it takes you months to get everything where it's supposed to be. You don't know where anything is.
Right.
I had to go commando this morning because I can't find my underwear.
Okay.
But, like, your TVs hung?
No, the TVs are going to be hung this week. I am going with the same television. I'm sorry. They're too expensive.
What are you talking about?
You can get one for like cheap? $150, dude.
This is not frugal. This is cheap.
Yeah, TVs you can get for short money.
I talked to Ryan, my TV guy, and I said, can you give me an option on a couple televisions? Because I'm ridiculed by Wiggy and the listeners and everything. And he gave me two options, one of which was the Bravia 8 Mark II.
Mm-hmm.
Is 65 inches.
Yep.
$4,000.
What?
So you're in those.
65 inch Bravia 9 mini LED is $2,700.
Yeah. Okay, but
Greg,
just go get
I can
like
find
a
you a
Sony.
TV for less than $500.
That is Sony.
Yeah. Samsung, Samsung, I was at Target the other day. I nearly bought it, but didn't. 70 inch Samsung, $600.
Yeah.
They are?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You need a new TV guy.
Yeah, you're in.
No offense to Ryan.
No. Those guys are the best. They do everything. Install. They bury the wires so you don't have wires hanging down.
Unfortunately, they buried the screen.
Well, they're selling. They're trying to get you to buy one of the luxury TVs. Yeah. That's where you're up in that price.
Maybe I could get one at Costco.
Definitely.
I got to say, I want a reality show of the people that do projects inside Echelon and the absolute murdering they do in upcharges. Just easiest prey. Oh, the TV's $7,000? Makes sense. Let's do it.
But the picture is definitely, you'll notice the difference.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you'll definitely notice the difference.
Anyway, move is done finally.
All right.
We are going to get to news with Courtney coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.